This show is not for the easily offended, so if you are easily offended, go listen to something else. Sci-Fi Noise. I'm your host, Eric Howard. Sci-Fi Noise can be found at sci-fi-noise.com and as part of the Deliberate Noise Network. For more details, please go to deliberatenoise.com. If you would like to send feedback, you can leave a comment on the website. I always forget to say that, but you can leave a comment on the website, or you can call me. You can email me at Derek, that's D-E-R-E-K, at deliberatenoise.com, or you can call me at the audio comment line at 734-331-0772. You can also follow me on Derek Howard on Facebook, Twitter, or on Instagram under the name Comic Book Noise. And I'm sorry, it seems I'm all discombobulated, kind of, because I am. Usually, when I will record a Comic Book Noise in the morning, and then in the afternoon, I just listen to music, or I get caught up on podcasts that I haven't listened to during the day. So recording on the way home really isn't something I'm all that used to. That's why I almost forgot the name of the podcast I was recording, even though I recorded one yesterday. Now, yesterday I started talking about the top 25 sci-fi movies this century so far, from the staff over at IndieWire.com. Got through up until number 15. Number 15 was the last one I did, which was Minority Report. And then I had arrived home, so it was time for me to stop. All right, starting at number 14. By the way, they have certain rules. So if you are listening to this episode before the previous one, I don't know why you did something like that. But if you did, it explains the rules. So you can go check that out. Anyway, number 14 from 2012. It's the movie Looper. I saw this recently for the first time, and I really enjoyed it. It's a time travel movie, so of course there are going to be plot holes. A lot of plot holes. But then again, most time travel movies are, you know. Yeah, I really enjoyed it. I can see why it was on the list, especially given the restraints that they had. It did feel like a science fiction movie, simply because there were like science fictiony stuff in there, and they always made reference. So yeah, I like that. Anyway, number 13 from 2013, Gravity, I should say. It's a movie starring George Clooney and Sandra Bullock. I watched like the first half of the movie, and then I stopped. I forgot where I was watching that, but I only saw like the first half of the movie, and I really liked it. However, it gave me that claustrophobic feel, which is pretty much what it's supposed to do, because it's about an astronaut who gets set adrift, not in memory bliss, but in outer space. So you should get that claustrophobic feeling. I'm not going to say it belongs in this list because I haven't watched the whole thing. But what I did see, I did enjoy. I don't know why I haven't gone out of my way to watch the rest of the movie. So that's on me. And when I do, I'll probably talk about it. All right, number 12, Attack the Block from 2011. Now, this movie, I really dug. It's about a bunch of young kids going around just being assholes, you know. They end up robbing somebody is how the movie starts. But they end up crossing paths with aliens, okay? And the block is like their block. This was set in England. And I don't know what they're called. I know that I think they have like a specific name, but it's just like this big old apartment building, you know. If it was set in America, it would be considered, you know, being set in a project, you know. However, it's weird that I saw that movie around the same time that I saw the movie The Raid, which was about these, I think it was Korean, but these cops go into a this really heavily fortified apartment building, going to arrest somebody, you know, and things just go bad from there. I saw that around the same time that I saw this movie, and I saw the movie Dread, which is pretty much the same plot as The Raid, but with, you know, Judge Dredd in it. And at the same time, I saw another movie called The Horde, which is like The Raid, only halfway through, not even halfway through, but after the first, let's say the first act of the movie, it turns into a zombie movie. So it's like The Raid meets zombies. And the only reason I bring it up is because they all pretty much dealt with trying to survive in this big, huge, apartment building. This big, huge apartment building where a lot of different people, a lot of fighting, and in the case of Attack of the Block, aliens, you know, so it's a good movie. I enjoyed it. You have to get past the part where the guys that you're really rooting for in the beginning are a bunch of a bunch of ne'er-do-well children, right? And I think that they, and these aren't, at least I don't think that these were like grown actors pretending to be children. I think that these kids were all around the same age as their characters, which, as we all know, that's not always necessarily the case. You have people who are like 22, 23 with crow's feet playing high school seniors and stuff like that. But I think that these were all like teenagers or, you know, very early 20s playing kids who were teenagers or very early 20s, you know. I really enjoyed it. I enjoyed it. I don't know if I would put it as high as number 12, but it was enjoyable to me. Number 11, 2010, Inception. This is Christopher Nolan, and this was not enjoyable to me at all. I didn't like this movie. I know a lot of people really dug it. I thought it was beautiful to look at, right? But it just seemed like they were trying to make things deeper than it really was. I don't know how to put it. I wasn't confused, because some people don't like the movie because it was confusing. I didn't think it was confusing. I followed what was going on. I just thought it was, a lot of it was unnecessary. I thought it was unnecessary gimmickry, you know? Quite frankly, I was afraid that this movie would be number one. I really did, because it's just one of those movies that, a lot of critics especially, they just like to show how intelligent they are by liking movies like this. And I just didn't like it. I don't fault anybody who does, because a lot of times when you say you don't like something, people take that as a personal affront. And that's not me. If you don't like something, you don't like it. What the hell am I supposed to do about it, you know? If you don't like it, you don't like it. If you like it, you like it. I don't like it, I'm going on with my life. You know, you're going on with yours. Everybody be happy. All right, number 10 is Snowpiercer from 2014. Chris Evans, Tilda Swinton, a couple other people who, if I just had an opportunity to think about it, I probably know who they are. They're the last people on Earth, and it's like a frozen wasteland, basically, except for them, and they're on a train, a high-speed train with a bunch of different cars on it. And the further you are from the engine, the worse off you are. It's pretty much it. You know, that's what the story is. But for some reason, I liked it. You know, I like this. It was pretty basically post-apocalyptic. I don't want to say too much without spoiling it, because if you haven't seen it, I recommend it. I recommend that you check it out. Total Recall. Okay, I'm just going to say that. I'm just going to leave that out there. If you've seen the movie, you know what I'm talking about. If you haven't, Total Recall. Anyway, number 9 is Solaris from 2002. I haven't seen this movie. That is definitely going to go on the to-watch list. Number 8 is District 9 from 2009. Now, District 9 is like Gravity for me, in that I started watching it, I got interrupted, and I pretty much kind of never went back to finish watching it. I liked what I watched. I liked it enough to want to see what happened to the characters, but for some reason I still just have not gone back to watching it, you know. And this is not to be confused with District B-13, which is totally different. Why that one didn't make this? Oh, wait a minute, when did that come out? Then it came out before 2000, though. I don't know. But that, to me, that would have made the list. But this was about aliens on Earth. So it's sort of like Alien Nation, only a lot worse, because these aren't humanoid looking aliens that, you know, are just basically look like humans with big heads. These are. They are humanoid in that they have the basic body types of humans, but they are definitely alien. Definitely alien. I want to see that now. I'm talking about it. The guy who's in it, Charlton Copley, or Charlito, I don't know. He's on the He is on the PlayStation Network television show, TV adaptation of the comic book Powers. He plays a police detective who used to be a superhero until he lost his powers. Just to talk about that for a second, because I don't know if I've even mentioned it. I have watched the first few episodes. It is so drastically different from the comic book. It's almost scary. You know, it's one of those things where in the comic books, it took a long time before you got the story of the character, Christian. I can't remember his entire name now. But it was like I said, quite a while before you found out all his secrets, his history, the fact that he had powers, all that kind of stuff. But in the TV show, they pretty much dealt with that in the first episode, maybe even the first half of the first episode, maybe in the first 15 or 20 minutes of the first episode, now that I think about it. And PlayStation does something that's really irritating. They're doing something that Yahoo is doing, because Yahoo is also trying to have original programming, and both of them have these original programming. They have their shows that they are going to stream, but they're only releasing new episodes out once a week. So it's sort of like a hybrid of what Netflix does and a traditional television network, you know. But unlike Netflix, you can't get the whole thing all at once, you know, which is like part of the, I don't know, part of the brilliance of Netflix is you can binge watch if you want. You can watch an entire season at once if you so chose to. But with Powers and with over on Yahoo, there's Community, and there's another one called Other Space, which I really enjoy. It's a comedy. It's a science fiction comedy that I actually enjoy. They would like dole them out. I know that they're doing that with Community, but I got on Other Space really late. Other Space, they have one called Sin City Saints, which is about a basketball team. Once again, it's comedy, but I got on those two really late, so I don't know if they had the weekly rollout or if it was all at once. But all I know is the Community, Powers once a week. Really irritating. Anyway, number 7 is Primer from 2004. Haven't seen it. Number 6 is Time Crimes from 2007. Haven't seen it. Number 5 is Moon from 2009. Saw it. Really enjoyed it. In fact, I'm almost positive I talked about it on an earlier episode of Sci-Fi Noise. If I haven't, bad me. Still bad me because I can't remember if I did or not. Really enjoyed it. Sam Rockwell as a astronaut on the moon. really good. Sam Rockwell is one of these guys who usually when I see him, he's in a comedy and I laugh, you know. And if he's not in a comedy, he's still like the most, if not the most entertaining, one of the most entertaining parts of the movie. Except for the movie, what is it? The one about Chuck Bears. I did not like that movie. I think that was directed by George Clooney. I'm not sure, but I there was something about that movie that just, I don't know. I didn't like it. Anyway, Moon, I saw it. I enjoyed it. Definitely belongs up here. It's at number 5. I think it should have been higher, but that's with a big caveat. Her from 2013. Haven't seen it. Keep hearing great things about it. And I mean great things about it, but haven't seen it. Number 3, Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind. I would not say this is a science fiction movie. Alright, does it have science fiction aspects? Yes. But does this feel like true science fiction? Not to me. Not to me at all. I thought it was a good movie. I thought it was a movie worth watching. It's a movie that I would recommend. I think that Jim Carrey does an excellent job. He really does a good job with his with his dramas. You know, I know he's mostly known for his comedies, but usually when he does a drama, he brings something to it. I mean, the guy does have charisma. Sometimes, you know, he'll pick a stinker, but for the most part, he does drama. He's entertaining. I don't know how else to put it. You know. Anyway, number two. Oh, for fuck's sake! Every time I stop, my notepad falls on the ground, on the floor of my car. And the last two times it just slid straight off and I have to get it. Anyway, number two, Upstream Color from 2013. I have never heard of this movie. So not only that, I haven't seen it, I have never even heard of it. But it's up at number two. So, at the very least, I'm going to search it out so that I can check it out. And number one, 2006. Children of Men. I could not disagree more. Number one, just because it's a post-apocalyptic thing does not mean that it's science fiction. Alright, and to me, they made a big deal about how things had to feel like science fiction. This does not feel like science fiction to me. Does it feel like a post-apocalyptic drama? Yes, it does. Does it feel like a post-apocalyptic adventure? Yeah, it does. A thriller? Yeah, it does. Science fiction? No, it doesn't. That's just me. Maybe it's because I had heard so many good things about it. When I finally saw it, I was bored. I did not find it entertaining the way a lot of my friends did. No, I didn't like it. I would have put Moon in this place. I thought Moon was a better movie. I think, and once again, I think that the movie I didn't like, Inception. I think that Inception was a better movie than Children of Men. I think that Inception, if somebody had put Inception in that part. I would have been like, I didn't like it, but I can see how it could get there, as opposed to this movie, because they violate their own rules, because this doesn't feel like a science fiction movie. Like I said, just because something is set in a science fiction setting doesn't necessarily mean it is a science fiction movie. You know, you could have people on a spaceship, right? But if they're not doing science fiction-y things, then it's just a setting, you know? So, I don't know. I do not agree at all. But other than that, let me know what you think. What you feel. What do you think is the best sci-fi movie of the century so far? Do you agree that it's Children of Men, or do you think it's something else that was on this list? Or do you think that they completely left off a movie? Let me know. It's Derek at DeliberateNoise.com. It's DEREK. Or you can call the audio comment line at 734-331-0772. Leave a comment on the website. You can contact me on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram if necessary. Yeah. Just let me know. And I will be back soon with another episode. Thanks.